You can close your eyes now. Begin breathing deeply and slowly. Before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you will need no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing. Breathe easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, relaxed sort of situation without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. Absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except relax. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. You know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are already drifting into this relaxed state of hypnosis. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And yet, you have not thought about your breathing except at the beginning. Now, you can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each word I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind secrets, feelings, sensations, and behavior you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit or lay there with your eyes closed. As you're experiencing that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you, and you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You're getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance, and you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future, either self-hypnosis or having someone hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will find yourself feeling really happy that you have now discovered hypnosis. Discovered hypnosis and all the positive benefits that it can mean for you. because you are learning something about yourself. You're developing your own techniques of therapy without knowing that you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise sooner or later, a very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much, by a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake on a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now, and you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much, your own inner sanctuary. You're going to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, and it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. And you will be pleased at the way you automatically respond to everything I say. And relax even deeper. Let go of all the surface tension in your body. Allow your breath and heart rate to slow, giving yourself permission to be here. Notice how you want to accept these suggestions to achieve all of your weight loss goals. And you have come to a point in your life where you are ready to rid yourself of eating in response to emotions. You've tried it, and it has not worked. At the very best, eating may have distracted you from your emotions, but then the emotion comes back again. There is no food, candy, or drink that could ever satisfy any emotion that you have ever experienced. You tried that. It has not worked. All of your feelings are good. All of your feelings are good. All of your feelings are there for a reason. All of your feelings are there for a reason. There is no difference between the five outer senses: touch, taste, sight, smell, and hearing. And all of your inner senses that we call feelings. They are there to help you and guide you so that you can take care of yourself in a way that is most beneficial to you. Your feelings are like the gauges and lights on the dashboard of a car. These lights and gauges on the car are there for a reason. They help you to know what to do in order to keep it running efficiently, so that it will run reliably for a long time. This allows you to get the most out of your ownership of the car, the best performance and value. The same goes for you and your body. Feelings help tell you how to take the best care of yourself. If you treated a car the way you have been treating your body, the car would soon be in trouble. Much the same way that you're in trouble now. When the oil light lights up in a car, the driver does not pull into a gas station and put more gas into the tank, especially if the tank is already full. This is what you have been doing to your body. You are here because in the past, when you felt a feeling, such as anxiety, frustration, boredom, depression, or whatever, and you have tried to feed that feeling. You know this is true because you have tried it and it did not work. When the oil light in a car goes on, it indicates that the driver needs to check the oil. When the temperature light goes on, the driver needs to check the water in the radiator. When the windshield wiper fluid light goes on, the driver needs to put in more fluid, and so on. These lights are good. They need to be attended to. Putting more gas in the car will not help any of these situations. When you feel anxious, it is a signal to look around. Something in your life needs fixing. When you feel depressed, it is a signal to become more effective. It's a call to action. When you feel frustrated, it is a signal. What you are doing is not working. Try something else. When you feel stressed out, it means that you are trying to do too much, to do it all well. When you feel loneliness, it means that you have a healthy desire for human contact. Call someone. Write a letter. Check your email, join a club, or become a volunteer. Eating does not satisfy any of these feelings any more than putting more gas in a car will fix an oil or temperature problem. Now, you will find it easier to know what each of your feelings are trying to indicate for you to do. I recommend that you spend some time after you finish listening to the CD to write down some of the feelings that have caused you to eat in the past. Write them down. Then write down what the feeling really means. For example, depression means that I am feeling ineffective, helpless, or hopeless. The right action is to look at my life and identify the area or areas where I feel this way. Then begin to develop a plan of action to start to make things different. Finally, begin working the plan. Then watch as your depression begins to fade away. As you can now see, all of your feelings are good, just as good as the five senses. They are there to guide you. Somewhere you got the wires crossed. Now we are correcting that. The reason your wires might have gotten crossed is because some time ago, probably when you were very young, you felt a feeling and you could not act in response to it. You had the feeling, but try as you might, because of your circumstances, could do little or nothing about what was causing the feeling. So even if you did understand what the feeling was trying to tell you, there was little you could do about it. You wound up forgetting what the feeling even meant for you to do. Then you mistakenly found temporary comfort in the distraction of food. It didn't really help. But there was more food and more feelings, and you fell into that rut. Now you are climbing out of that rut. You are climbing out of that rut. You are now ready to begin a life that is much more satisfying than the one you have been living. Now you are capable of satisfying yourself like never before. Now, When a feeling comes up again, you'll know what to do. In fact, you'll begin to look forward to acting upon your feelings in a much more satisfying way. For example, if you feel lonely, you can call a friend, visit someone, or go to a place where you can meet people. Loneliness can never be satisfied with food. You now understand that to be a fact. And just as loneliness cannot be satisfied by food, neither can stress, frustration, anxiety, depression, boredom, or any other feeling. You are now free from the frustrating cycle that has caused you so much distress and weight gain. From this time onward, you will eat only when you are sure that you need refueling. You will now begin to satisfy yourself in many new and more interesting and fulfilling ways. From now on, when you get a feeling, and it is not hunger, you will simply say, "Stop. This is important. I am giving this my 100% effort. My feelings are trying to tell me something important. Listen to the feeling and begin to act on it in a healthy way." And you will find that the more you practice hypnosis, the more you practice acting out on your feelings in healthy ways, the easier it will be. You will only eat when you're truly hungry, and you will always look for healthy meals, adding more fruits and vegetables to your diet, more exercise. Look into the future at all the positive ways, all the positive things you can add into your life to lose the weight you want. And take this moment of silence to tell yourself anything that you need to hear. To bring in all the positive feelings of taking the first steps to reach your goals. Giving yourself the encouragement and joy of knowing that you are on your way. In a very short time, you will achieve your weight loss goals, because you are making the right choices now. Tune into your own inner guidance in every moment, because you know what to do. You intuitively know what to eat. You know what's best. And you can do it. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With every number that I count, you can come back more and more to your surroundings, bringing all of those positive feelings with you. And on 1, you can remember everything that I said here today. 2, you can return to this state anytime that you wish. 3, feeling refreshed as if cool spring water has washed over your face. 4, coming back more and more to your surroundings. And on 5, whenever you like, you can open your eyes, be present to your full, regular waking consciousness, or if you're listening to this at home, you can go ahead and drift off to sleep, or get up and go on with your day.